Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
That we need to continue to keep Israel, you know, in our prayers. We have a report coming from the Jerusalem Post in just a moment, kind of trying to give you an up-to-date view of what's taking place. But when you start hearing about Gaza, and I don't know if you have a map to Gaza right here. You probably put a map up, and you can see this thing. Most people don't know where Gaza is. You see to the left right there, above Egypt to the west of Israel, you're looking at a little place called Gaza. They call it Gaza Strip, so it's like a chicken strip. You know, what are some chicken fingers?
Chicken tender.
Chicken tenders. You know, just so small, that's why I call it a strip. And then look at the upper east side right there. It says West Bank. So you have Israel sandwiched between Gaza Strip and West Bank. So when you're talking about these two issues, that's like saying I'm having issues between my right and my left ear.
Right.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And so they're having to strategically do these different things. And when you're looking, you look at the map again, you look at Gaza right here, when you're seeing your red alert, if you downloaded your red alert, Israel, you're getting warnings continually that you see, you know, Ashkelon and all these different areas right around Gaza Strip where these missiles are going out. But realize they're going as far as Tel Aviv now. Look how high up Tel Aviv is. They're going, not only that, I believe reports are that some has even come down from Lebanon now.
Lebanon and Syria.
And Syria. And as we go to this report from, and we're also, by the way, we're going to be talking about our borders in America and some other very important things for us today. But we want to first just start out with, you know, the epicenter of the universe here. Yeah. And understand that they're Gaza focused. As you can see this map, they're Gaza focused. And if you're thinking about being Gaza focused, that means you're not focused on the West Bank. It means you're not focused on Jordan. There's actually top to this map that I can't even see this top of this map, but you have, yeah, you have Libya, you have Syria, you have the Golan Heights. And remember the Golan Heights when we were over there in Tiberias? You could mm-hmm. look over the Galilee and see yeah. that big mm-hmm. stretch of Golan Heights that's over there.
Yeah.
And anything can be hit from anywhere from Golan Heights because yeah. it's the mountainous range and all. And so their focus, as you can see on that southern part of Israel, is sort of like, get our attention down here. Mm-hmm. And when we get back from listening to what's happening in Jerusalem from the Jerusalem Post, we're going to go right into talking about what we really have to be concerned about, what the Lord laid on my heart and began to speak to me. And it was just the whole suspicion was even brought out this morning with Pat Robinson, CBN. He said the very same thing. And they don't want to get involved in this whole distraction going on. And we'll be talking about a prophetic dream from Nicole up in Maryland that God has spoken to her, and a vision about two things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. One's going to seem bad, but the other is going to be horrifically bad. And possibly this is it. Possibly this is it. Watch this.
An attempt by Israel to enter into an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire with Hamas collapsed on Tuesday when Gazan terrorists continued to fire rockets and a fragment from a mortar shell killed an Israeli man. 37-year-old Dror Hanin of Beit Aryeh was killed at the Erez crossing near the northern Gaza Strip in the evening. Hanin was volunteering to distribute food to soldiers at the border crossing. He is the first Israeli to be killed by enemy fire during Operation Protective Edge. At a press conference on Tuesday night, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that if Hamas continues to launch rockets, Israel has no choice but to retaliate.
Hamas bachar lehamshich b'maracha, u'yishalem et ha'mechir al ha'achlata hazo. Mi shemenaseh lifgua be'ezrachei Yisrael, Yisrael tifgua bo. She'en hapsakat esh, tshuvatenu hi esh.
At least four rockets were intercepted by the Iron Dome over the greater Tel Aviv area this morning in the latest barrage of projectiles launched from the Gaza Strip. In addition to Tel Aviv and its surroundings, the brace of rockets set off code red rocket alert sirens in Ashdod, Herzliya, Ramat HaSharon, and Petah Tikva. A house in South Tel Aviv was lightly damaged with shrapnel, however, no injuries were reported. The IDF resumed airstrikes on Hamas targets across the strip on Tuesday after the post-ceasefire rocket launching resumed from Gaza. The Air Force hit some 30 targets in the span of minutes. The IDF sent messages to residents in northern Gaza late on Tuesday, advising them to evacuate their homes by 8 a.m. this morning. According to Israeli media reports, the IDF then delayed operations to allow Gazans more time to evacuate their homes. They also dropped leaflets for residents in northern Gaza and sent recorded messages and placed calls warning civilians to leave and distance themselves from Hamas operatives as part of the Israeli efforts to minimize civilian harm ahead of potential strikes. The leaflets told residents that despite a truce, Hamas and terror organizations continue to fire rockets, and that the IDF therefore plans to strike in retaliation. If ordered into the Gaza Strip, IDF ground forces say they are ready for whatever they may encounter, be it anti-tank missiles, heavy urban combat, subterranean warfare, or other challenges. An IDF source said that this is the combat that characterizes a terror organization. The IDF has maintained large numbers of ground forces on the Gaza border since the beginning of Operation Protective Edge. According to security sources, Hamas planned to employ bomb-filled tunnels to facilitate large-scale killing sprees and kidnapping attacks on the border throughout the operation. Officials believe only a ground maneuver can truly deal with the growing threat of tunnels that straddle the border.
JPost.com, get your updates from Israel, what's taking place. They do a really, really good job. And I believe also I24News.com as well, which is a 24-hour news cycle coming out of Israel. So you're looking at, when we're looking at this map here, we're talking about Gaza. And you think about it that, you know, it's not a major, it's something they could easily deal with.
Yeah.
It's the most densely reportedly, this is what they report.
Yeah.
It's the most densely populated nation on the face of the earth.
1.7 million people live in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Wow.
So to evacuate all those people with leaflets, and I mean, Israel's great compassion.
Right. Well, and too, so if you roll in there with these big machinery, and if you've ever seen that before where they had to go in, I mean, it's almost like you might accidentally run over someone. Everybody's so close together. Yeah. You know, you think of India, man. India, people part like the sea. Well, you know, so it's Gaza focus. And it could be, this is just because they cannot have, they do not have the power to defeat Israel. Israel has the ability to just eliminate Gaza from the face of the earth. They're not going to. By the way, Gaza came to pass because Israel gave them that land.
Yeah.
So land for peace didn't work there, didn't work in the West Bank. It's just not working. But, and God's going to judge in the Valley of Jehoshaphat in the last days, judge mankind, what they did with Israel, what you did to Israel, what you did to the land, how you divided the land. So we don't want to buy in. I was hopefully get a chance to discuss a prophetic word by Chuck Pierce that just came out talking about this is a wartime, speaking of spiritual wartime, but also natural wartime in regards to what's taking place in Israel. But borders, this is a war for borders. And it's going to be a war for borders personally, a war for borders, obviously, naturally, as you're seeing. What you're seeing, wars, this is what wars do. Wars change borders.
Yeah.
They change leaders. And so when a war happened, and the American-Mexican War, I mean, all of a sudden borders changed. When the war happens, you start seeing, you know, borders change, leaders change, governments change. And so that's why once you say, why would somebody want to have war? It's because they want more land. They want a new government.
They want the resources in that land.
They want the resources in that land. And so, and hopefully we'll get a chance. We'll definitely post his word on the VFN Torch where you can read it, and it's just fresh. It's interesting also, by the way, remind me to talk to you about Denton, Texas, because there is a epicenter right now of the greatest source of fracking oil, probably 30 years worth of oil, and in Denton.
Interesting.
Yes. And
to say the least.
So they're looking at this little place, as you see on your map, Gaza Strip. It's right above Egypt. It's west of Israel. Really, it is Israel, but they just gave it to them. And then you look at the very top here, if you can pull the whole map out some so you can see the northern borders, that that LEB at the top is Lebanon, and you have Golan Heights, you have Syria, you have Jordan there, Saudi Arabia is to the right, but if you go up a little bit to the right, what you can't see on the map, you have Iraq, and that's where you have ISIS right now. You have ISIS in Syria, and you have ISIS in Iraq, you have ISIS talking about coming down in Jordan. Now, you see Jordan right there. Now watch them coming down in Jordan, which means they're all over This is what last night on Fox News is reported, that one particular person who served over several presidencies, I can't think of her name right now, McFarland, I think her name is, that she's saying Israel's surrounded on every single side, has an enemy on every single side. But everybody's focused on Gaza. When you listen to the people of Israel interviewed and talking to them, they're Gaza-focused. Mm-hmm. And Gaza's is, you can get hurt by Gaza. There's already one fatality, yes, and they're firing, basically throwing big, huge rocks. They just call them missiles. They can do much, and just lobbing them over the lines. But understand that it's almost like they're trying to draw them into a land battle. And this is the big thing. When we get back from this break, we want to talk about this, because right now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's got to decide, you know, will I go in? Because the only way we can deal with these tunnels and things they have down and all this weaponry, which you wonder, you know, who funded this? Where did this come from? And this is like a tumor in the land of Israel that's trying to cause cancerous destruction of the Jewish people and the Jewish state. And where did it come from? Where did it come from? How did it get there? And if what's going to happen, if they get their 20, 30,000 troops inside this little small Gaza area, densely populated area, they're trying to be real careful because they don't want, like the ambassador said yesterday, if you heard him on VFN TV, the way they win is less deaths of the Palestinians. Yeah. The way the Hamas wins is more deaths of the Palestinians and their mindsets. And so that they'll be focused trying to have a surgical thing going on in Gaza, while all along, if you've heard me, and I know that you guys have heard me, I'm concerned about the North. Yeah. The North, I'm concerned about ISIS, who's beheading and crucifying and killing the Jews and the Christians. And their agenda, radical Islam, is to come down and to remove Israel from the face of the earth and push them into the sea. We are discussing the northern borders of Israel and the southern borders in regards to Gaza. As you're looking at this map that is up on the screen, as you're talking about it continually, and why as the church, why as Christians are we talking about Israel? First of all, those who bless Israel will be blessed by God. Those who curse Israel will be cursed by God. And he says, you know, the Lord God never slumbers or sleeps as he looks over Israel. And if we care about the heart of God, we care about where he's not sleep. He stays up 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Right. We're the only ones that need sleep.
Right.
And sometimes I don't think we can even do that. Sometimes. No. and so this is God's heart, you know, and his apple of his eye and all that. But when you're looking at this, I mean, you think about it, all this commotion's going on in Gaza. Everybody's talking about Gaza. And they're just fueling into it. They're not like, you know, and you see the narrative in the world of those who I saw this morning on a report on maybe The Blaze or something. But there's a singer called Rihanna, and it said free Palestinians.
Yeah.
Something like that. And she apologized for it afterwards because she was bombarded, I guess. And it's like this is the mindset of a lot of people. They're thinking that actually the Palestinians are the ones who are
victims,
the victims. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that they can, any time they could have, and they've turned down treaty after treaty of saying, come be a citizen of Israel.
Yeah.
You have all these rights. You'll be the freest men and women in the Middle East. You'll have the right to vote, but come and join us.
Well, they
and,
can have the West Bank. They can have their own Palestinian state. They just refuse to accept Israel as a
nation. But even Israel said, come on in.
Yeah.
They said, come on, you can enjoy this blessing that we've been talking about. Yeah. But the thing is that they're not satisfied until they eliminate the Jews from a land that their forefathers didn't even want because they thought it was just a useless piece of land, right?
That's right.
And so you're looking at Gaza, as you can see on the map here, and you know the tensions in Egypt. They just went and negotiated supposedly a peace treaty in Egypt, but Hamas turned it down. Israel accepted it. And as they accepted it, Hamas was still bombing, throwing shooting missiles up into Israel. And you see how easy it is. It's just right there in Israel. But then as they're looking right here, this is the sensing from that prophetic unction is, God spoke to us recently, from one of our family members in regards to, maybe about a week ago.
Yeah, about a week ago.
And as we're, you know, and that's basically, you know, God speaking to us, yeah. and we're letting you know what he's, you know, we know in part and prophesy in part, but uh-huh. hey, it's one big prophecy.
That's right.
And so there is this distraction going on where this orange snake show up. And there's these three orange snakes together, and obviously they're dangerous, you know. And so someone goes to focus on these orange snakes, but they don't realize it. While they're focused on these orange snakes, there's three of them, that there's three black snakes that appear, and they don't even pay attention to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're more dangerous. And when you look at something like Ira Milligan, and he talks about the different colors and what they mean, that that it's like not bad, but the ultimate bad mm-hmm. when these colors are together. And so the church was focused on the orange and we should have been focused on the orange and the black. And I feel like as we're talking this morning, we're praying that right now it looks like, you know, based on this present day meaning that, you know, how Americans are,
yeah.
it's about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us. I mean, it was me.
Yeah.
right?
Shiny object.
Right.
Shiny object.
And it's like, no, couldn't be something about the apple of God's eye, right?
Right.
Right. And so here they are focused potentially on this orange snakes, you know, and it is a serious mm-hmm. issue. But that's nothing compared to Syria, Lebanon, Hezbollah, ISIS, which is the Islamic State that's established there. Jordan fighting for its life because they bought in last time, Saudi Arabia, where I believe Mecca is in Saudi mm-hmm. Arabia. All of that, what you're looking at this, United Arab League of Muslim Nations, 21
yeah, countries, I believe.
Yeah. 20 that President Barack Obama just handed over to the King of Rush to,
Putin.
Yeah. President Putin. When they were saying, listen, we'll pay you, America. We'll pay for the battle. If you'll go defeat, which is very interesting, if you'll go defeat Syria, we'll just pay for it. And President Obama just says, hands this big football off of you with this American terminology over to President Putin. So yeah. he turned all that United Arab League over to President Putin. And President Putin, according to John Paul Jackson prophesied in 2008 is that Putin is going to be involved in some of the words already come to pass, taking over Ukraine.
Yeah.
The issue is the economy. He needs the oil prices to go up so he can pay off his debt and stimulate the economy in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gave them the Arab League. We the tensions going on in Iran right now.
And we walked away from Syria. I mean, of a sudden, all these killings are happening in Syria. The nation's about to be toppled.
Yes.
There was a red line that was drawn by the president. These chemicals were used.
Right.
They found out they were used, and no action was taken.
Right.
While Christians are being killed, churches are being burned.
Crucified.
And there's refugees all over the place. The King of Jordan can't even take anymore.
Yes. And it was first the dictators. This was the word that was given sometime back. First the dictators, then the kings.
Mm.
And now the King of Jordan is teetering on the edge of existence prophetically. That's all we can tell you is prophetically, not in regards to news reports, but they're talking about coming in. Now ISIS coming into the northern borders of Jordan. And Jordan, that means it would be right on the east border of Israel. I mean, this is serious. As Chuck Pierce said, this is a war for borders. And the biggest thing is that, based on what the Lord is showing me prophetically and others prophetically, that this is not good. This is not good. And ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And right now, think about it. If the entire church would rise up in America,
mm-hmm.
repent first, and then begin to say, listen, wake up. Because there's more people who profess to be Christians in America than you know, others, you know, and being a Christian means that we will actually love the others that aren't Christians. Yeah. So it's not about a negative thing towards them, but also God would sustain our country. And he says, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll heal from heaven and heal our land. And then we can once again, in the days of Harry Truman, we can stand up and say the weight of America is behind this.
Yeah.
and we will stand with Israel. Militarily, we'll stand with Israel. But the situation is, at this point, you think about the Palestinian president, you know, Abbas, that he himself did what our current president has done. He's merged himself, made some sort of covenant with Hamas, which is just a militant arm, reportedly, of the Muslim Brotherhood. And we've done the same thing. As a matter of fact, reading the reports from yesterday, you know, we were talking about, you know, Pat Robinson reporting that our president's popularity now is 72% approval rating from American Muslims. So, I mean, he's really doing really well in those polls. About 52% are disapproved of him as Americans as a whole. And one of the reporters from CBN was asked at one time, he says, what's fueling these guys in ISIS? What is fueling these radical Islam? And he said, they believe that America is standing with them in this. They have pictures of our president that they're putting out there saying that he's with them in this. And all I can think about is 7 months to bury the bodies, 7 years to burn the weapons. Where are the weapons? We already saw them. They're in Syria. All those weapons take all that time to be able to burn those weapons. The reason why we are focusing at first today on Israel is so that we can change our mindsets and say our prayer can be, dear God, protect the northern and eastern borders, all the borders of Israel. I mean, you think about Operation Protective Edge, right? Yeah.
Protect Israel, protect the borders.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. You were saying before the break that, they actually believe that the Islamists and the terrorists, that the president is with them or the country is with them. Well, the reason why in Egypt there was a ceasefire that they brokered because the new president, they just got the Muslim Brotherhood out, who we've empowered to be in there. And that became even more evident when Morsi, who was removed the year after the anniversary, they were putting pictures up, the president, saying the president was supporting terrorists with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
And so Hamas is the military arm of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, reportedly
it
is.
Reportedly. Yeah. So we would definitely want to keep peace on that Egyptian border.
Right.
And so it's really the issue is the north.
Right.
Really, everything's pointing to the north.
And if you look prophetically, the enemy comes from the north. Gog, Magog. I mean, you're looking at Russia and Iran. Some of the prophetic words given in the beginning of the year, Pat Robinson, was that he believes the Lord has shown him that Iran will have a nuclear weapon for the end of this years out. It's not like we're stopping them or anything. And it's just one Saul Alinsky methodology after another going on. And as long as there is a crisis going on, and you've noticed that what's interesting, too, just to notice this, is that thinking that we want to blame folks. Notice it's not just crisis with human beings and leadership. There's crisis with the weather. There's crisis in the economy. There's crisis on all these different scales, which means that men think they're doing it. Pharaoh thought he was doing it.
Right.
But God was hardening Pharaoh's heart so he could accomplish. He wanted to show himself mighty. And so this many crises going on, and men are intentionally want to create them, so people just focus on the shiny object. They look at the crisis while they're doing different things. And my biggest concern is, and I really felt all along, since God's is so simple to handle, but yet it's a huge distraction, and watching people's mindsets, the people that don't understand. And by the way, to stand with what Palestinians are doing right now is to stand against God, by the way, just so you know. And the human beings, standing with the human beings and praying for their salvation is fine, but for the ones who are dead set against Israel and dead set against the Jews and want to mean them harm, you can't stand with that mindset. You stand with it. To be friendship with the world is to be at enmity with God. It's like, it's not even like an enemy of God. It's like setting yourself at a place that you can never come back from.
Right.
And so you don't, it's not about this social justice movement where you're, you know, I just want, God loves everybody. Yeah, he loves everybody, but everybody doesn't love God.
That's right.
And so you have to understand the context of that. And so the reason why I'm talking about it is so that you can focus on the northern border. If we focus on the northern border, if we focus on the, study the maps, look at this map here while I'm talking. And just, you know, if you have to carry it with you, and especially download the Red Alert Israel app. So you can, when you see, it shows you specifically which city the missile is going into, going into Israel, and back it off it a little bit so we can see the whole map right here. And just begin to just understand, dear God, I just pray that you would protect Israel from the West Bank, from Gaza, from the Egyptian border, the Jordanian border, the Syrian border, the Lebanon border, and the Golan Heights, and just that God would protect them, and that he would set his angels around those borders. And even though we're looking at the Iron Dome take these things down, I can't help but just see an angel in the air just grabbing those things and smacking them down. Because you can shoot a bullet at what you plan to eat, but it's only God that causes those things to meet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And all of a sudden, now you have, you know, a deer for dinner. But it's just, and God can cause a bullet to miss. And these things, the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God. So I want to just encourage you, as the media is trying to get everybody focused on Gaza, they're having better reporters in Gaza, Gaza. And you're watching Israel be very, very careful. I believe that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu understands that if we go in, if we carry 30,000 troops into to this small piece of land, we're actually closed in. It's like a trap.
Yeah.
It's just a trap. And all of a sudden you have the prime soldiers locked down in Gaza. Why all of a sudden they come in from, ISIS comes in from the north. Somebody says, well, ISIS wouldn't do that. Did you see the reports on ISIS? They came in, they stole all of our military grade weapons that we left behind in Iran, $1 billion worth of finances out of the banks. They got the oil fields in the northern Iraq, and
they found uranium.
They found wow. weapons of mass destruction, and nobody's talking about that.
Of course
not. The reports are that the ISIS, the terrorists that came over from Syria and was in Syria, they found weapons of mass destruction.
90 pounds of it.
90 pounds of it. Mm. And as it reports, you never know if a liar is telling the truth or not. What's going on? But it's just amazing. So I just want to encourage you to just pray for Israel. You know, have history find you on the right side, because there's going to be a day that we stand before God and like, what did you do? It's not like a lot of people tell you. It's not like a lot of people tell you that God doesn't care that you don't care. He's going to divide us all up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to divide us all up. And the ones who cared about humanity, the ones who cared about Israel, that cared about his people, are going to be on one side. He defines them as sheep. And the ones who didn't care, didn't think it worthwhile, didn't pause, he's going to call them goats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to talk to the sheep. He's going to talk to the people who did care and did pay attention. He's going to say, you know, well done. And they don't know. But listen, they don't know they're doing this. They're just being kind to folks because God said, love men and help them out. And he says, you know, you were kind to me. And they say, when was this? And he says, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did to me. But the goats, he's going to say, when I had all these issues going on, you didn't even do anything for me. And they're like, we would have done something for you if we would have known. God's hand is on Israel. Israel exists because of God. If you're not standing with God, you're having the goat response to Israel. And you want to have a sheep response, understanding that blessed they will not see the Lord again until they understand that God has sent us to them to deliver them the message of the Messiah. And he says, you won't even see me again. Do you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? So I just want to encourage you, just think about that perspective. And we're about to be talking about the borders in just a moment and kind of getting a perspective of what's going on in America. But understand, first of all, let's, you know, first Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then America, and America's borders. So we just want to start our program talking about the borders there and to begin to pray. God does look for a man who'll pray. He looks for a woman who actually will step outside themselves, deny themselves time or food or something and fasting, and to say, dear Lord, protect Israel, save Israel, so he doesn't have to destroy the land. He looks for someone to stand in the gap. And I believe he's found a lot. You know, just I really enjoy, you know, talking with our audience when I get a chance to go out and had a chance to spend time with Dell, one of our audience last night, and just talking about how he's being encouraged and I'm excited about who our audience is and that they care and they're listening and we're doing this thing together. God's leading us. And he says, if any two agree, well, imagine all of us in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a powerful thing. And I encourage you to begin to share with your friends. Begin to share with your friends this light. Begin to share with your friends BFN TV, the Daniel Radio program. I mean, because we're going to need to be in agreement. We're going to have to walk into agreement. It's not political agreement. It has nothing to do with politics. That is not our answer. A byproduct of us being in agreement with God, you know, godly leadership will happen. But first, you've got to get in agreement with God. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you, begin to share with your friends how to connect up to the broadcast, how to be able to connect up to VFN Radio, VFN TV, VFN The Torch that goes out on a daily basis. Sign up for our newsletter, The Torch. I mean, every way you can, get your friends signed up. And when you get The Torch, when it comes to you, there's a way at the very bottom of that you can share with 10 of your friends. Just go down there and click the word share, and then you can begin to share it with your friends. It's important. This is not your everyday. We're not in this for any reason other than, God, we want your will to take place on the face of the earth. Dear God, you know, we want a third great awakening. We want Israel to survive through this. We want to see the best days and believe the best days for the churches ahead. But it's all of us turning towards our one Lord and Savior, yeah, Jesus Christ, and the church, and just saying, dear God, forgive us, lead us, we're yours. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden he says, repent, so times of refreshing will come upon you. It's exciting, because that's all it requires of us, is to repent. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.